This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. This season, the Cleveland Browns have joined an elite group of NFL teams. The Browns are one of five teams to have women in key positions on their coaching staffs. Cleveland hired Callie Brownson to be head coach Kevin Stefanski's chief of staff. WKSU's Sean Fitzgerald talked with Brownson about her new job.
Callie Brownson has coached at the high school and college levels. Her most recent job was as an offensive assistant with the Buffalo Bills. She says the offer to join the Browns as chief of staff was one she couldn't pass up.
When the opportunity was presented for me, you know, I always say it was a no-brainer, and people kind of laugh at that, but it truly was. You know, not only taking on an important role such as this, but doing it for a head coach who's done it before and did it in a way that made his path, obviously, to climbing the ladder very clear and concise. So not only am I able to do what I consider just a really phenomenal and impactful job, I'm also being trained through this job through somebody who did it well and did it right.
Brownson says being a woman in a male-dominated sport does present a challenge. Overcoming that challenge starts with attitude.
There's definitely challenges. I think anytime you're in a small minority of a group, there are its own challenges. But I think attitude has a lot to do with everything. And walking into something feeling intimidated and scared, is going to project to the people that you work with. But walking in with a sense of confidence, humble confidence at that, in who you are, the fact that you can add value, the fact that, you know, you're going to work your butt off to make the team and the organization more successful, people really feed off of that. They see that, you know, this is a person who wants to be a part of what we're doing. They're going to work hard to ensure that they stay a part of what we're doing. And that's really kind of the approach that I've taken since I've started is I know what I bring to the table, and it's only a matter of time before everybody else is able to see kind of my added value. And that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my head down. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to continue to prove every day that I belong here. And when you do that, you know, at the end of the day, football is a business and it's about winning. If you can help a team win, if you can help a team be more successful, you know, nobody cares if you're a woman, a man, where you come from, whatever, you're a part of something great.
Brownson isn't the only female coach in the league. She sees more and more women becoming coaches in the NFL.
That's definitely the goal. And one of the things I will say on that topic is we have a lot of forward momentum in that category. And what's going to be the most important part are really two things. One, those of us who are currently in the NFL right now, continuing to work hard to build a good reputation, continuing to convince people that this is a good, positive thing for teams and organizations to do. And then for the other candidates who are coming up, to really press themselves to work hard, build a good foundation, really invest in themselves, continue to grow so that when that time comes and that opportunity comes, they're ready to roll.
As for the possibility of becoming a head coach in the league, Brownson says she isn't looking that far ahead for now and instead is focusing on the moment.
I get asked that question a lot. You know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you want to be at the end of this? And you know, in the beginning, I started to think about stuff like that. And then I saw just the many different ways that this career path ends up taking you that you don't anticipate. And so I told myself a couple years ago, actually, when I was coaching at Dartmouth, that I was going to stop saying I'm going to be this or this is where I'm going to end up. And I'm just going to continue to work hard, become as versatile and multifaceted as possible and really see where this thing takes me on its own. And it's funny because Coach Stefanski, same thing, when he came into this doing this certain role, his goal was just to learn the game of football as best he could in every angle and every view. And every year, because of that work ethic, because of that level of interest in becoming a student of the game, doors kept opening for him. And so that's kind of my goal. You know, I try not to look too far ahead. You focus on what's happening right now. And I'm just making sure that between now and this time next year, I am improving myself and growing, and then you kind of see how those opportunities present themselves. And then, yeah, ultimately, you know, those opportunities open up if they do. I think that, you know, a female head coach is for sure in the future for us. I don't know how soon. Again, it has to be done right. You know, it has to be done the right way. It has to be the right candidate who's really put the time and effort in their journey to build a good foundation so that they're ready for that role. So that's kind of where I'm at.
That's Callie Brownson, chief of staff for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. I'm Sean Fitzgerald, 89.7 WKSU.